When your furnace or air conditioner quits, you need it fixed, fast. This is Dennis Sullivan, president of CARE Heating and Cooling. Our technicians are paid to fix your HVAC system, not sell you a new one. We show up on time, diagnose the problem, and get you comfortable again, without the high-pressure sales pitch. It's our commitment to honesty and craftsmanship that helped us win the Lennox Partner of the Year Award and a BBB Torch Award for Ethics last year. So, call CARE Heating and Cooling at 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com. When you need a company you can trust.
By the time Musk stepped into this coming chapter, commodity and the atmosphere around him had changed. People were no longer asking whether his ideas were possible. The debate had shifted toward what those ideas would mean over the coming century. SpaceX launches were routine. Autonomy had sculpted deep channels into global assiduity. Energy storehouse shaped megacity grids. AI guided logistics ran through anchorages, manufactories, and trace networks. And yet, despite all that instigation, Musk was entering a phase defined less by spectacle and further by consequence. What this really means is that the world had reached the part of the story where ambition collides with history, the part where long-term impact starts to count further than diurnal palms. And Musk was completely apprehensive that this stretch would define how unborn generations understood his work, whether as a turning point or exemplary tale. The point where dreams come institutions, then the thing once a company grows big enough, it stops being a particular design and becomes an institution. SpaceX, Tesla, and Neuralink, they were an extensions of Musk presently. They were ecosystems with their own instigation, their own societies, their own internal graveness. That shift forced him into a new kind of leadership, lower hands, on more architectural. He wasn't the one sketching circuit boards or remedying guidance algorithms at night. Those days were long gone. Rather, he spent further time defining directions, shaping precedences, and making sure the Big Ben stayed aligned. He'd always said that the charge signified further than him. Now he'd to live that verity. Starship moved from prototype to structure. The pivot point in these times was Starship's transition from a remarkable engineering feat to a performing logistical network. It was then about planting flags or chasing captions. It was about weight, massive, continual, dependable weight. The world started treating Starship the way it formerly treated international roads or the first large shipping lines. It was structure, not spectacle. Low. Earth route stations began requesting inventories in heftiness, not kilograms. Lunar check operations planned regular operations, rather of one, off attempts. Exploration brigades proposed systems that would have been insolvable only a decade before. Orbital manufacturing, deep space telescopes erected in sections, trials taking zero graveness conditions measured in months rather than twinkles. For Musk, this was in a palm stage. It was the morning of the real work. The dream had always been about extending mortal presence beyond Earth. And for the first time, the foundations were sturdy enough to support that vault. Tesla reaches an uncomfortable maturity while SpaceX was expanding outward. Tesla was dealing with a different kind of pressure, success that came with scrutiny. Being the world's leading electric vehicle and energy company meant the limelight no way bedimmed. Every daily shift sparked 1,000 interpretations. Every new product or detention touched off arguments across mainlands. And as the AI driving systems came more able, the public discussion grew sharper. Some people saw autonomy as emancipation. Others saw it as a trouble. Governments dithered. Controllers stumbled over outdated fabrics. The technology kept advancing, whether the world kept pace or not. Inside Tesla, Musk pushed hard for clarity, safety through scale, constant replication, translucency through data. But he knew he was fighting not just negotiating hurdles, but collaborative fear. Fear of machines, fear of change, fear of losing control. He didn't have perfect answers. He only had direction. The rise of planetary, scale responsibility, these times forced Musk into a part he no way asked of the custodian of systems that shaped global stability. Starlink affected conflict zones. Tesla affected public energy strategies. SpaceX affected transnational space law. X told public discussion in ways no bone completely understood. Musk understood the stakes. Indeed, if his public persona frequently gave people the print he didn't, he'd always believed progress needed discomfort. But now he had to attune that belief with the reality that some discomfort could spark unrecoverable consequences. He began spending further time with experts from outside engineering, economists, ecologists, sociologists, threat judges, people who approached the future through lenses veritably different from his own. Not because he'd softened, but because the scale of impact demanded interdisciplinary thinking. Quiet moment of perspective, one recreating shift in this period was how Musk related to time. In his youngish times, time felt like a wall ending in. Everything had to be now, or would ent be at all. But now the world he helped make was ent fragile presently. It had enough instigation to continue without him. That consummation didn't decelerate him down. However, it broadened his thinking, if anything. He spent further hours reviewing long-term roadmaps 10 times. Plans 20, time plans, generational pathways for interplanetary life. He understood that the after chapters of his life were not about pushing harder, but about shaping structures that could outlast him. In those quiet moments, generally late at night, generally in the corner of some plant bottom, he let himself suppose about heritage, not fame, not character, the factual imprint on the timeline of civilization. He didn't dwell on it, but he conceded it. A threshold, not a plateau occasion nine, opens at a point where Musk stands between two ages. Behind him, decades of dislocation, threat, collapse, contestation, improvements, and grim stir. Ahead of him, a future where the systems he created begin operating singly, and where the question is no longer can humanity reach its coming frontier, but will it choose to? This part of his life is and about dramatic hops. It's about opinions, trade, offs, structure, durability, and the slow consummation that the story he started will end with him. This is the opening movement of Occasion 9, the morning of the heritage phase. What this part really captures is a strange moment when Musk crossed a line he could then step back from presently. He'd been notorious ahead, sure, but fame is one thing. Getting a symbol? That's a different kind of graveness. By the time SpaceX was landing boosters like it was nothing, Tesla was rewriting the bus assiduity, and Neuralink was teasing a future that sounded ripped from a sci-fi paperback. Musk had come commodity the world goggled at constantly. Sympathizers worshipped him. Critics stoned their shanks. And he tried to serve nearly inside that pressure. Let's break it down. Heed this habit, especially around 2017 to 2019, of doing further than any single human should juggle. Not because someone ordered him to, but because he was wired to sprint while everyone differently walked. He'd jump from a Falcon 9 launch to a Tesla plant review to an update on the Boring Company's tunneling machines without indeed pretending to catch his breath. That's the thing he no way pretended. Prostration was visible on him, and he didn't hide it. He posted about sleeping on plant bottoms. He joked about empirical dread like it was a hobby horse, and the world watched, either upset or fascinated or irked. What complicated everything was that prospects shifted nearly overnight. Before, people wanted him to succeed. Now they demanded it. Every misstep was amplified. Every detention came security. And while he'd always been combative when pushed, this period stoned that tendency. It wasn't just negotiating challenges presently. It was public battles, political disunion, suits, skeptical judges, angry shareholders, journalists chasing captions, Twitter storms, everything at formerly. But then the thing, the pressure, didn't decelerate him down. It diverted him. You could see it in how he doubled down on the charge-driven narrative. He started talking further about empirical pitfalls, about the need to make humanity multiplanetary, about avoiding recession. And while some people rolled their eyes, others felt the urgency in his voice. He was in pretending when he said that the window to make a tone sustaining Mars megacity might be limited. He believed it with a kind of intensity that made his critics wonder if this was ambition or preoccupation. Meanwhile, Tesla was tearing through walls. The Model 3 ramp was brutal. Musk described it latterly as product hell, and he was exaggerating. The company was bleeding plutocrat. Machines were uncooperating. Logistics were a mess. The Fremont lines were cramped, overheated, chaotic. Workers felt the stress. Directors kept leaving. The media prognosticated collapse every other week. And also Musk erected a fully new assembly line in a roof, outside the plant. in months. It sounded ridiculous until it worked. Tesla survived. Also, it surged. By the time the critics finished laughing about the roof, the company was dealing hundreds of thousands of buses a time and rewriting the balance wastes of every other automaker on the earth. But the attention that followed commodity like that is ain't kind. As Tesla's stock began its insane rise, Musk set up himself under a limelight that left no murk to hide in. People judged everything. The way he twittered, the jokes he made, the tasks he took on, how he looked in prints, indeed the expressions on his face. His responses occasionally made effects worse. He'd argue openly online, challenge controllers, mock short merchandisers, fire off late, night posts that stir up chaos by daylight. This part of his life was and about triumph or failure. It was about volatility, instigation, and a kind of public vulnerability that many business leaders ever witness. Musk was then acting like a polished CEO. He was acting like a person under enormous strain who refused to decelerate down because a charge, his charge, felt too important to compromise. And while all this was passing, SpaceX was evolving faster than the aerospace world could reuse. Falcon Heavy launched. Supporter levies came routine. Starship development demurred off. And suddenly the discussion was end about rockets presently. It was about timeline for Mars. His workers saw the weight. He carried indeed if the public did end. People described the same thing over and over. He moved presto. He demanded further than sounded reasonable. He heated nearly when he was calm, and he snapped when the stakes were high. But beneath that, he'd this strange, patient stopgap that humans could do far further than they believed. That sanguinity was then soft or capricious. It was edged with urgency, nearly anxiety. What this chapter really shows is the cost of pushing at scale, the cost of getting the face of multiple revolutions at the same time. However, occasion nine lodgings into what it felt like to stay at the top while the entire world watched for cracks. If occasion eight captured the rise, it was ent glamorous. It was ent easy. It was ent clean. But it was real. He was doing the work of five continuances at formally. And whether you respected him or disliked him, you couldn't deny that he was altering the line of multiple diligence in real time, not with caution, not with tactfulness, but with a constant amenability to put himself, his companies, and his character on the line. By the end of this period, he was ent just an author presently. He'd come a force, centralizing, changeable, but insolvable to ignore. What this final part of the occasion shows is the inner turbulence that came with Musk's expanding world. From the outside, his life looked like a cortege of improvements. Rockets landing upright. Electric buses going mainstream. Solar roofs. Brain implants. Coverts. Satellites blanketing the sky. But on the inside, the meter was nothing like a cortege. It was more like a storm, loud, presto, and always moving. Let's ease into it. The work, schedule stories were ent magnifications. He really was sleeping on plant bottoms during the Tesla Model 3 extremity, not as a hype move, but because he didn't see another option. He'd joke about it. But that did ent hide how important it counted on him. The pressure came from every direction. Product problems, safety issues, fiscal insecurity, skeptical investors, controllers breathing down Tesla's neck. He treated it all like one giant optimization puzzle. However, he wanted to see it with his own eyes. If there was a crack in the system, this kind of leadership inspired fidelity in some people and burned out others. Masterminds respected his amenability to suffer alongside them, but they also felt crushed by the intensity. Musk didn't set out to be a harsh director, but he was blunt, demanding, and relentless. However, he'd tear into the details with ferocity that left people shaking if a design was ent hitting targets. However, you either acclimated or walked down. If you can keep up, he formally said that change in the world is ent for the faint of heart, and this period showed exactly what he meant. At the same time, commodity differently was passing the internet had turned him into an endless public character. Every tweet came a caption. Every mistake came a meme. People deconstructed his body language. They argued about his ethics, his personality, his intelligence. Some adored him. Some despised him. Veritably, many stayed neutral. This position of visibility can distort a person's sense of reality. Musk stayed active online because he liked the honesty of it, but the cost was high. When Tesla's stock was unpredictable, a single tweet could wipe billions off the company's value in twinkles. Controllers stepped by, attorneys shocked, investors gripped their heads, and Musk, in typical fashion, doubled down on honesty rather caution. Occasionally it worked, occasionally it exploded, yet he kept pushing. While the world argued about his jest, he was telephoning up the ambition inside SpaceX. Starship was not just another rocket. It was a foundation of his long-held dream of erecting a megacity on Mars. Utmost CEOs would have been happy with Falcon 9. Not Musk. He wanted a completely applicable launch system bigger than anything in history. When prototypes exploded, he was discouraged. He walked through the wreckage with masterminds, assaying debris like an operative at a crime scene. That's the part people frequently misinterpret. Musk loves engineering problems. They calm him. When chaos hits, he doesn't run from it. He studies it. He breaks it piecemeal until the pattern emerges. It's why he sounded nearly comfortable in high-stress surroundings that would flatten utmost people. But that mindset came with a particular price. Musketeers and associates noticed the risk prostration in his voice, long stretches where he sounded emotionally distant, moments when frustration got the stylish of him. He'd talk openly about fear. Fear of failure, sweat the operations would stall, sweat humanity was running out of time. He was performing. He meant it. And also came the turning point that defined the end of this period. Tesla hit profitability. Real profitability. Not the detail, shaky kind. The sustained kind. Manufactories multiplied. Buses began rolling out at a global scale. The stock soared. SpaceX grew into a launch mammoth. Starlink satellites started filling the night sky. Musk's influence expanded faster than any of his company's profit maps. Suddenly, he was not just a CEO. He was an anchor point in exchanges about renewable energy, space disquisition, global structure, defense technology, and the future of artificial intelligence. Whether people liked him or not, they had to reply to him. His opinions transferred swells into politics, economics, wisdom, and culture. And this shift is metamorphosis into a global figure who could move requests by speaking. Force him into a different kind of responsibility, a heavier one. He'd to navigate a world where his words signified as important as his inventions. This wasn't easy for someone who tended to suppose out loud and move presto. So the ending of Occasion 9 sits on that edge. Musk had survived the hardest storms of Tesla and SpaceX. He'd erected companies that judges swore were insolvable. But he also set up himself carrying a scale of influence that no mastermind's text could prepare him for. The work did decelerate down. The stakes got bigger. The future he imagined in galvanized Earth, a multiplanetary civilization, was no longer a private dream. The whole world was watching, staying to see if he'd actually pull it off. This is where Occasion 9 leaves him successful, battle, scarred, controversial, brilliant, exhausted, and still running toward commodity far beyond what utmost people could fantasize.